closer.
I played the fool today, and I see us vanishing into the crowd, longing for.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome again. You are listening live to Northern Exposure. I am your host, Acacia Mason, and I am very, very excited to say that we are broadcasting live directly to our new streaming channel. So for those of you who are beta testing for me, thank you very much. It's very exciting to know that we finally now have a live feed. And it looks like we are large and in charge. Your opening music today was performed by a group called Green Wheel. Probably not terribly well-known by a lot of people. The song itself is called Breathe, and you probably recognize it more as it was covered by Melissa Etheridge, who made that song quite popular. But it is originally a Green Wheel song, and a lot of people don't know that, but... It is a favorite song of mine. I quite enjoy it, and I, of course, thought I would share it with you today. So welcome back to another edition of Northern Exposure. It is very exciting to have you here, and I'm very excited to have you along for the ride. It's been a very interesting week right across the board. We'll get more into that, I guess, in due time. But, yeah, nonetheless, challenging... Interesting, difficult week. I think we're going to start with around the horn. We'll get the ball rolling there as we take a look at the news that that is tops and what's making news and what's interesting and what's going on in eCanada. And we're going to jump right in with Bill Forder's article entitled Be Not Afraid, A Real Life Rest in Peace. This, of course, this article is currently in holding down top spot in eCanada, and rightfully so, as it pays tribute to Tyler F. Durden. Yesterday we learned, taken from us suddenly, swiftly, and effectively. This is one of many articles that are currently out in the eCanadia. I haven't seen it, and I'm pretty confident most people have, but this is definitely an article that needs to be seen. Please express your comments and condolences in the comments section of that article. Those of us who knew TFD and knew him well know that he was a very important individual on the eCanadian scene, so to see him lost was a shocking piece of... Also, doing a quick run around the horn here, Dade Pendwin releases an article regarding the Russian president and his rage quit and then his attack of Alaska. A very interesting decision, to say the absolute least. This is a very interesting article because it seems in Russian politics, either impeaching the president or the president quitting and leaving the political scene in a bit of a mess, tends to be standard operating procedure. So I'm confident most people have had a chance to see this article and check it out. It too is also in the top five in the eCanadian media. And for, of course, all the right reasons, again, because it is definitely a newsworthy article. So if you have not yet checked out that article, do so. It's very interesting to once again follow what's going on with Russian politics, which are never dull or boring. And if you have not yet subscribed to the Dade Pendwin newspaper, The Conduit, please do. Obviously, with Dade being the Prime Minister, it would be a very wise decision on your part to subscribe to his newspaper to be kept abreast of all of the news that matters from the Canadian government. Also, a quick plug, since we're talking about news that matters, do search out the Ministry of Information and make sure you subscribe to ECBC. The press secretary, that would be myself, will be releasing all sorts of news and news that matters from the Canadian government through the ECB as well, including weekly congressional reports, the first one of which is already out there, so definitely subscribe to that as well. Back to a bit of a somber tone. Angry Mob Man had an article released on behalf or by one of his real-life friends, so we're told in the article, and it is an apology to the Canadian Paradox Party. Those who don't know, Angry Mob Man is the current sitting party president of the Canadian Paradox Party. Angry Mob Man's situation is dire. Last thing we had heard was that there was a 48-hour window of opportunity in which to save his life. All we know at this particular point is that he is hospitalized. The situation is obviously very serious. This, of course, coming at the same time in which we received the news regarding Tyler. Have not read this article yet. Please do check it out. If nothing else, an opportunity to comment and leave some comments for Angry Mob Man in the article itself would be a great idea. Show of support, something. Tell him that we care, we're still here, and we hope that he gets well soon. So if you're looking for Angry Mob Man's profile, make sure you include two zeros, and then Angry Mob Man typed out in full with two zeros at the end. Don't make the mistake of just looking for Angry Mob Man. Include the two zeros at the front and back of his name. You'll find his profile. You'll find his newspaper, Angry's Burning Fiction. Angry Mob Man, I hope that this podcast finds you well and recovering. I'm certainly awaiting more news. I want to switch back to something that's maybe a little more uplifting as I try to mix sad news with good news. And I will do that. I'll pull out an article by J.B. DeVinis here called The Spirit of Charity. Most people are familiar with J.B. DeVinis' newspaper, a former prime minister himself. This is a great project, a great charity project. I know that J.B. has this project on hold temporarily in light of current events. However, please check it out. This is a very exciting, a very positive and very uplifting cause that he has started. I back it 100%. I am fully supporting this this endeavor. Go check out the newspaper article. Read about the project. Learn what's going on. And if you are a wealthy or gifted e-Canadian, perhaps consider donating some potential prizes or items to this charity. At least we know if J.B. DeVinis is running it, we can be rather certain that it will be handled appropriately and that the goods will make it, people who are supposed to receive them. I want to close out the Around the Horn portion of today's news with a special organization that has been developed. And this is kind of, this just came out, I think it was yesterday, but I think it's definitely worthy of making it into the top five in terms of news articles. It is called the Hall of Names, is the name of the org, and its newspaper, the Hall of Remembrance. I think this initiative is phenomenal. It is an opportunity for us as e-Canadians to memorialize and immortalize the most important members of our community. When I say important, I don't mean just because they were, you know, great politicians or great military people or, you know, or great social game players. These are people who had an impact on the world that we play in one way or another. And I think this is a great tribute to those individuals, a way to eternally mark their contribution to this country. If you have not yet seen the article, please go and seek it out. The org is called the Hall of Names. The article, the newspaper is the Hall of Remembrance. It is well worth checking out and definitely deserves your full attention. So please go and check that org out. Subscribe to the paper. Become friends with the org. It's definitely a worthwhile cause. Let's move on to something a little more uplifting again. As again, I'm trying to keep the positive mixed with the sad, so that we keep everything, you know, somewhat even keel. And I'm going to move on to our next section, which is of course news for noobs. And in the past, I've covered things like wellness management, and I've covered things like fighting. Today, I want to talk about or touch on choosing a political party. Once you reach the point in the game where you have the ability to select and participate or join a political party, it's very important that make the right decision for you. There are a ton of political parties to choose from. The top 5, 6, 7 parties are definitely fantastic choices. Here's the thing. Do your homework. Find a party you feel closely aligns itself with your personal beliefs. Reach out to the party presidents and ask questions. Check out the forums as a visitor. Ask questions of the members. There's no immediate or dire rush to join a political party, because once you join, you want to make sure that that's the right party for you. And that might change as time goes by. Lord knows I'm in my second political party. But that initial foray into politics, you want to find a party that closely suits who you are, what you believe in, your ideals, and aligns itself with your values. So whether that's the Caesar Salad Party of eCanada, if there is such a party, or whether it's the Democratic Action League or the Canadian Progressive Front or the Canadian Paradox Party or any of the parties that are out there, just make sure you go out and again, talk to the party presidents, talk to the membership. If there's a forum available, go visit the forums. Learn all you can about the party. Once you join, get involved. Canadian politics isn't just about prime ministers, congresspeople, and cabinet. It's about the grassroots involvement of the people who participate in the forums and in the parties itself. So, you don't have to be a congressperson or a cabinet member or an elected official in order to make a difference and have an impact. Anthrax would tell us you don't even have to be part of a political party to have an impact. However, if you do join a political party, get on the forums, get involved, get to know people, and make a contribution, because the game is only as good as those who play it and those who participate in it. And if we don't all bring something to the table, then there's nothing at the table for anybody. So, again, if you're a new player, your homework, find out what you can and think about what you want out of a political party before you jump in to a party. And just, again, you want to make sure that when you find that party that it's right for you, so that you get the most enjoyment out of that aspect of your game playing. So, again, there's no need to rush. And when you do find the right party for you, you'll feel a lot better, because you'll be able to do and participate in things that are that closely match the person that you are. So that's my advice in terms of political party choices and making sure you pick the right one for you. The next section of the podcast has always been called Hometown Heroes. And it's interesting, because I had already selected this individual to be my hometown hero profile before the news came down. And it's not Tyler F. Durden, because I actually profiled TFD 2 weeks ago as a hometown hero. I had actually chosen Angry Mob Man to be my next hometown hero. It's just kind of sad and striking that the news that we received comes, as I was as I was ready to profile him. So I'm going to do this anyway. Angry Mob Man. Angry Mob Man came to us on day 538 of the New World, which would have been November the 5th, 2009. Currently a level 20 player. So he's been around for some time, very experienced, very knowledgeable. A 2-time Hard Worker Award Medal winner, and 3-time congressman at that. So that's something you should know. He's spent 3 terms in Congress. I know him to be a very intelligent, sharp-witted, and bright player. I'm sure his contributions in Congress are in line with the person that he is. He is a 2-time Super Soldier Medal, a current in-game general with a little over 30,000 in damage. He is a member of the Canadian Paradox Party, and he is also a member of the Writers Guild of Canada, and his newspaper is Angry's Burning Fiction. Again, very, very skilled, intelligent, and hardworking individual. Angry Mob Man is a member of the Canadian Armed Forces as well, and I know him to be an excellent soldier. And as I mentioned before, he is the current sitting party president of the Canadian Paradox Party. So, if you have never bumped into to Angry Mob Man on IRC or any of those other avenues, you're certainly missing out on an opportunity to talk with a tremendous individual. He has a wealth of knowledge, a lot of great information, and he definitely brings a lot to the game. So when he returns, I'm going to say when he returns to the game, not if, when he returns, take some time to get to know him, take some time to get a chance to chat with him, and tap into his knowledge, because he's seen a lot, he's done a lot, and he brings a lot to the table. He can be a great mentor to a new player who's just getting themselves organized and sorted out in the game, and he's somebody that you can trust to talk to help get your bearings straight, and you know what's going on. Normally, I would have a rapid-fire section available at this particular point. And those who aren't familiar with rapid-fire, I send off 10 random questions to an individual. And questions are all over the place, from, you know, your favorite drink to your favorite food, blah, blah, blah. And I look for those responses, and of course, I share the answers. Unfortunately, in this particular case, I didn't get a response back to my rapid-fire questions, which happens. A person might not have been able to log in, so on and so forth. So I'm going to apologize that I don't have a rapid-fire section for you today. And I thought, well, do I come up with 10 questions for myself and answer them? I thought, no, that's so hokey. I don't want to do that. And, you know, kind of bizarre. But nonetheless, next week I intend to be back with the rapid-fire questions, so I apologize for the fact that they aren't there. But what I will do, in place of those questions just for today, is to again reiterate that we are broadcasting live on eRepublic Streaming Radio. An article will be going up today that will be asking for you to vote on what you think the name of this new radio station should be. And once that's launched and ready to go, and we're very close to that because we've been doing our beta testing and getting everything sorted out, you'll be able to tune in live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live streaming music. We'll be able to make requests to have music added to the rotation through the website. And you'll have access to on-demand content. And of course, all of our shows and debates and so on and so forth will be available to be broadcast live right over the radio station. So you'll be able to listen in as these tapings are being done. And thanks to the TeamSpeak server that we're using, there'll be opportunities to bring people on board live, especially with prime ministerial debates. Be an excellent opportunity there to bring people on board to ask questions live of our debate individuals, be able to add some voice and some context to the discussion as well. So I apologize for not having the rapid fire piece here. However, as a supplementary piece of information, as a little bit of excitement, eRepublic Radio is very close to being launched in eCanada, and hopefully next week we will have that ready to go live. And really excited about getting that out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to move on now to They Said It. And again, kind of mixing the good with the kind of upsetting. But I'll start with start with something that's more of on the heavy side of things. And Temujin BC writes one of the TFD tribute articles, "Actually, there are lots of words, but not nearly enough to say them all. TFD was one of the very best things about EREP and eCanada. Played this game the way it was meant to be played, and I shall not forget him." Tem, I don't think any of us are ever going to forget him. Another thing I've seen written numerous times in articles, and again, just trying to keep a somewhat serious tone to the whole podcast today to some degree, a very common response I'm seeing today in many of the articles is, "Tyler, we trust." This catchphrase, "Tyler, we trust." Being a lot of the circle and seven, which is the text sign for saluting, lots and lots of that throughout the articles. Of course, I'm seeing many, many "rest in peace," RIP comments as well. Not a lot of funny commentary as of late, as there doesn't seem to be a whole lot to laugh at. It seems to be the dominant theme. Although I want to pass on my most sincere thank you to Scotty Wilkinson, managed to, despite everything that was going on, make me damn near fall out of my chair laughing. And he commented on the Dade Penguin article about the Russian Prime Minister rage quitting. I absolutely love this comment. And Scotty Wilkinson writes in the article, "Someone in Eden HQ just creamed themselves." I got to tell you, of all the comments that I've seen in articles over time, that is hands down funniest comment that I've seen in a while. And, Scotty, I give you full props for pulling that one out, because at a time like this, we all need a good laugh, and that was definitely one of them. And I saw a few people follow up shortly after that, you know, with the whole thing of what he said, or, re-quoting what Scotty said, saying, "Nuff said," or things along this line. So good for you, Scotty, for pulling out a really great comment out of the fire there. That was that was really impressive, I got to tell you. So this is usually the point where I provide a piece of poetry or a quote or something to close this podcast. And I know it's been a short one today. Yes, my heart's and my head are in other places today, and I'm sure that is the same for everybody. Before I jump right into that, I'm just going to take my opportunity to use my part of the podcast, which is called This and That, before I get into that closing quote poetry. And with the This and That section, I'm going to share a few things that are on my mind. This is a game. Sometimes it's very easy for us to get. There are people on the other end, on the other side of a computer screen elsewhere throughout the world. And they're real people. Sometimes the things that we say, things that we do, the way that we act the way that we do because we feel we can hide behind the anonymous screen of our computer, and we can say and do the things that we want to do because we know that the odds of there being any sort of recourse for the actions that we take, there really isn't any way for somebody to get even with us. It's like when you call into a call center and speak to a customer service representative, your cell phone company, and you can yell at them because you know you're probably never going to meet them. Sometimes I think we take for granted that anonymity that we hide behind doesn't give us carte blanche, disrespect, or hurt the other people who play this game. It's a game. Relationships are built, especially in a game like this, where so much of what we do is built on relationships, getting to know each other one-on-one. Private messages that get sent, the IRC conversations that take place, the soon-to-be-held Republic get-together in Toronto. It's very easy for us to lose sight of the fact that there are people who play this game at different levels of consciousness. Some are very serious about it. Some are not serious about it. Some of them are in between. It's interesting because I've had an opportunity to sit in many roles in my short time in this game, and I've been blessed with the opportunity to do many things, and people have placed trust in me, and I appreciate them for that. During that time, I have done and said things that I look back on now and I'm not particularly proud of. Because I, like most people, looked at my computer screen and relied heavily on the veil of secrecy and anonymity that I am provided by my internet connection, by the handle Acacia Mason that I use in the game. In light of what happened with Marius, in light of what we know to have happened with TFD, in light of what we're hearing is happening with Angry Mob Man, I released an article yesterday called When I Close My Eyes. Having already faced my own mortality head on, passing these two individuals and the hopefully recovering health of the third has reminded me that I owe it to those people who play this game to be respectful of them, not take advantage of the anonymity in which I hide behind. Treat them like I would treat a person who's standing face to face with me. On that note, I want to offer my most sincere, heartfelt, and honest apologies to Dallas, Imogen BC, the various members of the Canadian Progressive Front who have found themselves crossed by me. My actions not reflect the individual that I am in real life. Sadly, I allowed my ability to hide behind a screen override my common sense. For that, I'm truly very sorry that I have not had an opportunity to personally pass on my apologies until this point. Hope down the road, as we all play this game together, as V2 comes around, that we have an opportunity to rebuild those bridges of relationships that were so quickly burned. It's amazing how within seconds, we can open immense wounds in an individual with the words that we use. And those wounds can take months and years. So we need to be respectful of the words that we use and the way we treat other people, even when we hide behind a computer screen. So I offer that to those people that I have crossed. I hope that as a result of the events of the last little while, that eCanada becomes a more friendly place to be, that we do, as Raul has suggested, and use this moment wisely. Reflect on your own actions, vulnerable. Put down the daggers, and let's close the wagons around each other. Let's circle by to make this a better place than the one that we've occupied for the last couple of months. I'll leave you with a closing quote before I touch on the final music. I've always liked this quote. Is, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments we take our breath away. Today's closing music comes from One Republic. I want to thank Aishan for bringing it to my attention. Normally I would give you another snippet, 30 to 45 seconds of Green Wheel. Today, for those who are going to tune into the taped podcast, you won't hear this song right now. I don't have it queued up. It kind of caught me by surprise. Those who tune into the taped podcast, you'll have an opportunity to enjoy this song at the end. It does run 4 minutes, so when my talking stops, please enjoy the song, listen to it. I think it does speak volumes to the environment that we are currently operating in. The group One Republic, off of their album Waking Up, and the song is called Marching On. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you listen to it in full, and wish all of you good day. Take care. God bless.
For all of the times we've stopped, for all of the